You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome, everybody. Hey, a great Sunday afternoon heading into the week. And we've got some really good guests going on. Of course, we'll have the good folks on from Sports Thread here momentarily. And, yeah, we're going to remember a couple weeks ago we posted, and we even said something on the air last week at the beginning, that OSU was ranked 19th out of all the Division I schools in football, all the FBS schools, number 19 in the country, which is ahead of everybody in the current Pac-12, less USC, which, you know, USC is one of the traditional powerhouses. It's no problem. But, yeah, Bill and I were just talking. I kind of agree with him. I think the SEC is they got to have numbers to compete with the unholy triad, which would be the Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC. And it's going to be interesting. If you're going to take one team, just one, out of the Big 12, you're going to take not even the Big 12. If you're going to take a team, let's say, you know, you're going to poach. Hey, you know, if I'm an SEC and I want to go poach somebody, you know, kind of in my general area, which, gosh, Missouri's Big 12 area, or I mean SEC area, so is Oklahoma State, but it's going to be very interesting. I agree with Bill. The Pac-12 came out yesterday, the commissioner, and said, yeah, we may do something here. We'll look at expanding here in the next week or two, and all of a sudden, just when I'm out, they pull me back in again, and my timeline blows up, and we got to talk about that. So we are going to talk about that today, and a lot more with the good folks at Sports Thread. We'll do all that. Reminder, you can call in or text in on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. Any comments, suggestions, questions, 405-880-2316. It's 405-880-2316. We'll remind you about our good folks over at Extra Mile Auto Care across the street from the post office there in Stillwater. They will take care of you. Tell Aaron that Swaim sent you. Heck, he'll probably give you 10% off or something like that. But anyway, we'll take a break here from all of our great sponsors. We'll be back to talk to you after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. The National Weather Service continues with the heat advisory through Thursday. For tonight, clear in 72, sunny in 98 Monday and Tuesday with lows around 72 to 75. Wednesday, a high of 100 and upper 90s again Thursday with lows in the 70s.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. Zach Miller going to join us here in the second half hour. Zach is, of course, he's got Varsity Aces he's with. He does a lot of stuff, writes a lot of great sports stuff, and excited to get him on because he's the fellow that wrote the article about TV viewers. And we'll get into it again. It's a little bit complicated. He, you know, was writing a story about this and got into it, the way I understand it, and we'll ask him, but did a spreadsheet and crunched all the numbers, things like that, over a five-year span, your average. And he wanted to get the average because, you know, sometimes a team doesn't do so well and it's an anomaly, you know, like maybe they're 10 and 2, 9 and 3 every year. And then they have some bad years. For instance, Oklahoma State has had three bad years kind of by, you know, they've had more 10 and 9 win seasons than just about anybody over the last 15 years. One of the few teams the last 15 years to have a winning record, but they've had a 7-5, an 8-4, or 7 and 8 wins the last couple years, the last 3 years. A six win season. Yeah, Bill reminds me. So it hadn't been a great year. You know, and Texas Tech will say, well, our numbers are down and things like that. And OU and Texas will tell you, well, OSU wouldn't be 19th if they didn't play OU and Texas. Well, that might be true, but then how would you explain the Kansas Jayhawks? They play Texas and OU, so nobody's watching. Now, I'm sure the OU and Texas people are watching. Kansas folks probably have to sort their sock drawer that day or something like that. Anything to not have to watch the Jayhawks in football. And the mighty Fighting Les Miles. They've had nightmares. They never should have fired. To this day, I still don't know what he did,
But Mark Mangino's the only coach that's ever had Kansas with a pulse. They went to the Orange Bowl. They were number two in the country at one time. I mean, those are things you couldn't even dream of now if you're a Kansas Jayhawk football fan. Basketball, yeah. Not, football, not so much. Their facilities are not very good. Yes, they're an AAU school. Yes, they're 30 miles from Kansas City Metro, but you know, I'm not sure that's going to help them much. And I kind of agree with Bill. We were kind of talking before the show. I think the SEC is all of a sudden going to go out there and get as many teams with a pulse as they can. Somebody, you know, because here's the deal. You're going to have some bottom feeders in your conference. You're going to have some Vanderbilts. You're going to have Kentucky and Tennessee have kind of been that way. And Tennessee's usually pretty good, but they haven't been in a long, long time, pretty much since Phil Fulmer left. So, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, they're bad. Ole Miss, the only time they've had a pulse in the last 30, 40 years, since the papa of the Manning family, I think that they I don't know. Mississippi State, just the Egg Bowl every year is usually for nothing. Yeah, every once in a while they'll get a quarterback and do something. Ole Miss, gosh, they were number one back, and I saw a documentary about this years and years ago. They were number one back when, you know, Mississippi Burning was going on. All white team back then, did not want to let any African Americans into the school, obviously. SEC folks care more about winning than anything else. They're going to go get the best players, and that all changed in the 60s, certainly. But, Archie Manning, and by the way, he's got a grandson that is down to three schools. Texas, I believe it's maybe Notre Dame, and the other one, you'll never guess, SMU. And SMU, nobody really talks about. We've talked about Houston. We've talked about, you know, obviously the three Texas teams left in the Big 12, Texas Tech, Baylor, and TCU. But I'm going to tell you what, I really think SMU, we know what they did in the early 80s. A lot of you out there don't remember Pony Express and all that. Go watch a 30 for 30 on ESPN Plus. Good stuff. It was really, really, really bad, and they did a lot of bad stuff and wanted their school to get out there. They were one of the top teams in the country for a number of years with Eric Dickerson, and Craig James, the Pony Express, they called those guys. Two great running backs that had long-term careers in the NFL. Obviously, they were really, really good. If you haven't watched that 30 for 30, I think it was one of the first 30 for 30s to ever come out, called Pony Excess, not Express, but Pony Excess. And it's definitely worth watching, and it'll open your eyes a little bit as to, hey, they're in the Dallas area. They're right downtown Dallas, Turtle Creek area. I used to live there. They built a new facility, went there the second year it opened. I think that's when, was it Rashawn Woods, kind of like six or seven touchdown passes. And on Monday, the following Monday, in the student newspaper, all they could talk about was not Rashawn Woods. They had to talk about, oh, this awful, awful mascot for Oklahoma State has a gun, and he really shoots it. Oh, my gosh, where's my safe space? But anyway, and if Oklahoma State goes into the Pac-12, we may be hearing a lot of safe space type talk. They do not fit the remaining schools very, very much so culturally. Now, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, they all fit the SEC. Matter of fact, I think all the Texas schools from the Big 12 do fit the SEC as far as culturally. Whether you like that or not, it's irrelevant. It's a fact. We definitely belong to the South much more than the left coast. No question about it. Politically, in a lot of ways, culturally, it's different out there. They got all those fires and things like that. Asked it yesterday on the website, that if you had your druthers, which conference would you want your school, if you're a Big 12 fan, which SEC was number one at 37%. Gosh, we've already had like 700 votes in 23 hours, but SEC 37%, Pac-12, is number three. Big Ten, number two at 29%. I don't think that's going to happen. Pac-12 at 23% and ACC at 12%. I don't think the ACC is going to happen either. I think it'll come down whether the Pac-12 can act quicker than the SEC, but I wouldn't be shocked. I'm kind of like agreeing with Bill on that. Could happen. Could happen. I could see. Here's the other thing, too. How much money does OU and Texas stand to save if, let's say, tomorrow the SEC invited and got we'll be there from Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, TCU, and Baylor. Well, that basically ends the Big 12 because now you got four. You don't have a quorum anymore. And that basically ends the grant of rights. Well, guess who benefits from that? The SEC saves basically $180 million, and they get the Sooners in Texas next year in addition to all those other four teams. And I've been talking to a lot of SEC folks on the podcast this week. I really believe that they're going to go in a pod system. No pun intended, podcast pod system. But, yeah, Bill thinks they could go, you know, up to like 32 teams. I don't doubt that. I really don't, because you've got to have the numbers. You got to have those voting numbers to compete against the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 if they combine. So, reminder, you can text in any questions, comments for me, any of our guests, for Bill, anybody, 405-880-2316 on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. That's 405-880-2316. And I told you, Zach Miller will join us. And so if you got a lot of questions for Zach, he's the guy. I mean, right now he's kind of the hot item out there as far as folks wanting to know, you know, what's everybody looking at as far as who are they going to offer? Well, I mean, it's about money. Yes, we know this. It's about very little about geography. Geography helps. I don't think it really kills you. I mean, if the Big Ten's really looking at Oregon and USC, UCLA, and Washington, I mean, the Pac-12 really needs to act, because if they don't add, they might start subtracting, and they might look like the Big 12 2.0 here just a little bit. The Big 12's been in this situation for years, ever since, you know, A&M and Colorado, Nebraska, Missouri all left the conference. And, of course, Texas, Oklahoma State and other schools were looking into, do we add to the conference? Texas and OU OU fans, you're not going to like this, but even President Shrum at Oklahoma State mentioned it. You kind of follow Texas. They're not following you. You're following Texas. Texas was the one who went to the SEC and said, hey, we're kind of interested in you guys. What do we got to do? Get OU to come with you. We'll take you as a pair. And that started the whole ball of wax rolling. Well, Texas, as we know, doesn't play well with others. OU is going to get real sick of them, just as A&M has and other people have. Anybody who is in the old Southwest Conference, Texas kind of blew that thing up. We don't want to add any teams. Well, no, because they didn't want to split the pie up 10 or 12 ways. They want to split it up, you know, however many they can and save as much money. Texas is all about money. And you may like Matthew McConaughey, you may like the fight song, things like that, but Texas just, yeah, I think it was worse when DeLoss Dodds was there, but I don't think they're ever going to change as much. They have a superiority complex. They think they're really good, and they're not the best ever. So anyway, other things going on, of course, football right around the corner. Very excited to let you know. We're going to be every 2 hours before every Oklahoma State home game, and there's seven of them this year, starting here in just a little less than 2 weeks, Saturday the 4th. It's 4th, Bill? I think it's September 4th, right? Yeah, Saturday, September 4th, we'll be at 4 o'clock over at Pickleman's on the Strip. Looking forward to that. Great food, great football talk, and we'll have some great guests as well, some famous guests. And, you know what, we might even have a couple trivia questions, things like that. So drop on by the Strip a couple hours before the game. I know you don't want to hang out probably for 2 hours if you're going to the game. If you're just going to watch it on TV, heck, watch it with us at Pickleman's. It'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, it's I'm looking for. I already got a guest or two lined up, and might have a superstar, super duper, big time star. If things work out right, I don't even want to tell you about it because it's just like it's kind of a dream of mine to get this guy interviewed. But if it happens, it happens. Hey, we'll take a break here in just a little bit. Of course, we're going to have Zach Miller on, and we'll talk to him about the eyes and ears. Also, he wrote another article this week about 20% of this thing is about basketball. Why basketball so little, even though they have more inventory, more games. Things like that. Obviously, the NCAA tournament. We'll talk to him because Oklahoma State's obviously very good basketball in pretty much every sport out there. Not that that matters so much as football. Football is going to be 80% or more of this whole picture. It's going to be, you know, how many eyes and ears you can bring to the SEC network or the Pac-12 network, which, by the way, I've never seen the Pac-12 network. Yes, they definitely need the Central Time Zone. Because they got to have games earlier in the day. Those nighttime games absolutely kill them. It hurts them in recruiting.
And they have eight channels.
They do. They got. I mean, it's ridiculous. And yet we don't see them out here. We played Arizona a couple years ago on the road to start the season. I think it was when that Adam Lunt guy was quarterback.
Wes Lunt.
Yeah, Wes Lunt. Thank you. And he was kind of brittle. He kept getting hurt, but. They got beat pretty good out there on the West Coast at night. We watched the first half at Buffalo Wild Wings. And because you couldn't watch it anywhere else, nobody gets the Pac-12 network. And that's something, obviously, if Oklahoma State were to get in the Pac-12 with maybe some other Big 12 brethren, I'm not sold on the Pac-12. I would be excited only for one reason only. Same reason my friends at Kansas State and Texas Tech would be excited about, because we're not going to be in a conference that's not going to be P5. You know, now, if you're in the Pac-12, at least you're in the Pac, you know, you're in the top five conferences. You're going to get an automatic bid to the NCAA football playoffs, all that. So, yeah, but give me my druthers. Man, I want to go to the SEC. Shorter drive to games. You don't have to fly everywhere. I mean, if you're in the same pod with OU, Texas, Texas A&M, you know, maybe Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech. I don't know how they'd split that up. But, yeah, I'd love to play Alabama maybe every, you know, couple years and have them come to Stillwater and have Florida come to Stillwater and Georgia. Georgia's been to Stillwater in recent years. But, yeah, Man, it'd be a lot of fun, and those TV numbers would be up. If Oklahoma State's 19th now, I'm going to think they jump up a little closer to top 10. And we'll ask Zach that when we have Zach Miller on. And we'll hear from our great sponsors, including the great folks at Extra Mile Auto Care across the street from the post office downtown Stillwater. Tell Aaron Swaim sent you, and he'll take care of you. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Threat, and this is the new free Sports Threat app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right, and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands, LLC, anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands, LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
This is Dr. Don Crawley. Snoring in children may be a sign of a serious medical problem. Enlarged tonsils and adenoids may cause airway obstruction and poor sleep habits. This obstruction may cause heart and lung troubles later in life and may also cause poor school performance. Removing the tonsils and adenoids is a treatment for this problem, even if there has never been any infections. If you have any questions, please call Stillwater Otolaryngology at 624-8603. Again, this is Dr. Don Crawley, and I thank you.
And as promised, Zach Miller joins us, and tell you what, he got everybody pretty excited here in the last couple weeks about the eyes and ears that are watching college football over the last 5 years. We'll ask him about how he did all that. I kind of know because I've read, you know, the article, and you should too. We've got it on Twitter. But first of all, Zach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about what you did and why you did it. It's just fascinating, and it's got people talking all over. You've probably will never have to buy a beer in Stillwater or cheese fries when you come here. Everybody loves you because have the Cowboys number 19, which means of you take out all the Power Four teams that are remaining after the eight Big 12 teams are still left, and Oklahoma State's at the top of that heap. So if somebody's going to add somebody, it's not as cut and dried as just going, well, Oklahoma State's at the top, let's take them, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick caveat to all these TV numbers, you know, for anybody out there who hasn't read the article, when you do read it, make sure you read the top. You know, I outlined some reasons that these averages that you're going to see aren't the end-all be-all. But I do definitely think that Oklahoma State is probably the top candidate out of the eight remaining teams for, say, the Pac-12 looking to expand. And one of the reasons is what we found, you know, when I went through all the TV data from 2015 through 2019, which had Oklahoma State getting more eyeballs than some pretty prominent programs, you know, like that, you know, ahead of Iowa and Nebraska, ahead of Miami, ahead of Stanford and Oregon and Washington. As I mentioned in the article, only behind USC as far as Pac-12 teams.
Well, and Zach, you probably don't follow all the drama. I know you do respond to some of your Twitter followers, but I know, you know, the minute I posted your stuff, I knew it was coming. OU and Texas fans going to let me have it. Go, well, that's just because they play OU and Texas. But let's see, am I on it or am I? Okay, anyway, OU and Texas saying, well, you know, they're only 19 because they play us. Well, if that was true, where's Kansas? They're in the high 50s. So it's not just OU and Texas carrying everybody on the TV numbers, is it?
Right. I also saw someone on Twitter made the opposite point, you know, that Oklahoma State is playing a lot of games against Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State when that program was down. And, you know, those types of numbers those types of games typically aren't showing up with high numbers or on national TV at all. You know, one thing, though, to keep in mind with all this is that so much of these numbers comes down to just the window that you're playing in, the channel, you know, and the time of day. A lot of times games that are at, like, 3:30 are going to do well, especially if they're on CBS, which SEC has a ton of really good numbers, you know, ESPN games, Fox games versus being on FS1 or something. And Oklahoma State's been pretty good in recent years. And so, you know, generally, you know, when they are playing Oklahoma or Texas, those games are ending up in those good windows. And even sometimes, you know, playing, you know, West Virginia, Baylor, a team like that. Whereas for obvious reasons, Kansas, with the way that program has been lately, when they play Oklahoma and Texas, that game is not being grabbed for a prime window on a major channel.
Well, I like what you did over a five-year span. You know, originally people read that. They're going, oh, that's just a one-year window. That's because Oklahoma State was good, you know, last year or whatever, you know, which they were not great, but they're okay. You know, and really, to be honest with you, the last 3 years have been subpar by Oklahoma State standards. They've been winning 9, 10, sometimes 11 wins, games a season, and yet I think they've had a 8-7-6 win season the last 3 years. So, yeah, more or less, it's not been, you know, great by their standards, a little below average. And, you know, after your team's kind of out of the picture, when you're used to them being good, maybe you turn off the TV and things like that. Maybe you don't watch the Kansas game after the first two scores. So, yeah, I think what you did was fascinating. I got my master's degree in sports geography and studied those kind of deals and crunched numbers and got some surprising results back in the late 80s. So I was really thrilled with what you did. And really, I think a lot of people are stealing your stuff without crediting you. I've seen some articles this week talking all of a sudden about Oklahoma State on the national level. And, you know, until you wrote that 2 weeks ago, we were trash by national standards. The entire remaining eight were just absolute trash, didn't belong in the P5 or P4 or whatever it's going to end up being. That being said, though, how big a deal – I mean, it's about money and TV, but how big a deal is that? Like, if you're a conference commissioner, let's say the SEC, Big Ten, the Pac-12, and you know you have to add to survive – is Oklahoma State just automatically at the top of your list?
I do think Oklahoma State's at the very top of that list as far as current Big 12 teams for a few reasons. I mean, one, you know, these numbers, obviously, but also just the overall success of the athletic program. You know, Oklahoma State is strong in a lot of sports, you know, men's basketball historically. Women's basketball has been very good. Softball was in the Super Regionals, maybe the Women's College World Series this year. Wrestling is always great. So, you know, I definitely think that's a big plus. Then I don't think most of the other Big 12 teams have that, you know, that level of success throughout their entire athletic department. And I think as, you know, if you're the Pac-12 and you're looking to expand, which I'm not sure that they are, Oklahoma State checked a lot of boxes. The one that doesn't check, though, is being a member of the AAU, which 9 of the 12 members are, including the most two recent teams they added in Colorado and Utah. So, you know, I think it really depends for the Pac-12, one, if they want to expand, and two, you know, how much of a big deal that AAU status is going to be. We'll have to determine. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is for the most part, if a league like that's going to expand, they're probably going to add two teams. And so, you know, while maybe they look at Oklahoma State and say, you know, Oklahoma State adds enough value, it's worth it, you know, who's going to be the second team? Is there one that's going to make enough sense for everybody to be willing to split that revenue with more teams?
Well, and the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Notre Dame, just sitting there, who, you know, keeps fighting joining a conference. They don't want to do that in football. They want to be independent. They want to keep their Tier 3 money with NBC Sports and whatnot. And ironically, the Big 12 is the last P5 conference remaining that has Tier 3 rights available. So Oklahoma and Texas are going to have to give up theirs. And, of course, Texas is probably going to lose the Longhorn Network because it's been a miserable failure anyway. But they were getting, you know, what was it, $10 million a year for 10 years or whatever. So that's not too shabby.
Right, and it's owned by ESPN, as is the entire SEC package starting in 2024. So, you know, they can figure out a way to merge those together and make it work for everybody.
If the Pac or the SEC decided tomorrow, you know what, we're gonna go to 20 teams, and we're gonna take the three remaining Texas schools: Baylor, Texas Tech, and TCU. And by the way, all three of those schools have been rated at least in the top two nationally at one point in time in this century, so the new century, millennium, whatever. And Oklahoma State, obviously, you know, they almost should have probably gotten the BCS. Of course, they shouldn't have lost to Iowa State. What was that, about 10, 15 years ago? Yeah. So
I remember that.
It's been a while. And, you know, there have been times since then where they were, you know, until they got beat by OU or something, there was talk that if they beat OU, they're in the playoffs. So that being said, let's say tomorrow the SEC comes out and beats what I think is going to be an offer from the Pac-12 here in the next week or two. They kind of showed their hand the other day. But let's say the SEC does that. Now all of a sudden the Big 12 doesn't have a quorum. They just saved $180 million for Texas and OU. So is that a factor?
You know, I'm not sure. I saw some your tweets and some others about that. What I'm wondering, though, is that too much of a short-term, you know, endeavor that's going to be detrimental in the long term. You know, when these conferences make decisions to expand, they're basically making the decision of, okay, you know, let's just to use even numbers. Let's say the TV contract's worth $16 million and you're splitting it 16 ways. You know, you are splitting it, if you want to phrase it another way, like with 15 friends. And then if you want to add four more people in, you know, now that TV contract needs to be over $20 million or else you're all getting less money. And so when I don't think from what I can tell that adding, you know, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Baylor, and TCU would be worth it when you're now splitting all your revenue with four more teams. And I get what you're saying about you can save the exit fee for Texas and Oklahoma. But I think there's probably a way out of that, you know, whether it's through negotiation or having Texas and Oklahoma just stay in the Big 12 for four more years, that would work better, you know, than setting yourself up to have to share that revenue all these extra ways for years and years to come.
Zach Miller joins us. Of course, he's got some great stuff. You need to follow him on Twitter. Run It Back with Zach, Z-A-C-H. And, of course, Zach, you do a lot of stuff. Tell folks exactly how you got started in sports writing and all that, because you do a great job.
Yeah, I work in the industry. I work for a newspaper in New Jersey. I'm a Mizzou grad, actually, so I spent a little time out there. So most of what I do, you know, for work is not having to do with college football, but I do have this blog, Run It Back with Zach, on the side, where, you know, I just like to basically go through numbers and see how, you know, do different rankings and see how things could shake out. Like another article I wrote recently was this alliance that's being talked about with the ACC and Pac-12 and Big Ten, you know, kind of running some numbers and seeing what would it be worth. So, you know, I'm not somebody who has inside knowledge. You know, you should follow guys at The Athletic and places like that for that sort of thing. But I'm somebody who's pretty good with numbers and has, you know, an understanding of how the industry works. And, you know, I kind of just for fun run a lot of these numbers, and now I like to put it out there because I've found that a lot of people enjoy looking at it too.
Well, it's very unique as far as, you know, everything else out there has been speculation and guessing. And, you know, we're all really guessing. I remember going through this a decade ago, and, you know, just as soon as you think you got a hot tip, it fizzles out real quick. So, but you've got actual numbers, and that's something that I think people are really gravitating towards a little bit. We're going to the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. This one wants to know about Kansas State. Where do you think Kansas State might end up, and why are their numbers so low?
Yeah, I got to say, I think of all the eight schools left, I think Kansas State is probably worst positioned to make a move to a big conference. You know, when you go through the list, obviously I talked about why Oklahoma State, I think, is in pretty decent position. The Texas schools, you know, all have decent TV numbers. And obviously, you know, just they're in Texas. If a conference like the Pac-12 just wanted to get into the state, that's a way in. Kansas, you know, obviously the football team's been terrible. The numbers have obviously been pretty poor to go along with that. But, you know, it's one of the most popular basketball programs in the world. And it's also, you know, if that football program got good, that's still probably the biggest fan base in the Kansas City area. So I think there's a higher upside for Kansas than there would be for K-State. Kansas also an AAU member, just like Iowa State. You know, West Virginia has a lot going for it. So, you know, I just think that the Kansas State fan base is just not that big. I'm not saying it's not a passionate fan base, but just the location in the country. It's just, I don't think it's going to be an appealing program to a major conference looking to expand. So they're really in a tough spot there.
Could it be the state of Kansas itself? Because you got Kansas State so low, the remaining eight, and then Kansas barely shows up at all. I think they're just under number 60.
Right. Yeah, it's part of it. You know, like I said before, there's only so many good windows for each conference. So you will see, you know, there's some SEC schools that scored very low. There's some Big Ten schools that scored very low. Same with ACC. Because, you know, those are schools that just, they're not getting a chance to go in those prime windows. And I think K-State probably has often been passed over for those just because, you know, the networks might rather have, say, you know, Texas against Baylor that week than Oklahoma against Kansas State or Oklahoma State against Kansas State. You know, Kansas State also hasn't had a ton of success in other sports too. They don't really have like a, you know, another program to really hang their hat on. So they're definitely in a tough spot. I mean, their definitely best case scenario, I would say, is if the eight Big 12 schools stay together, maybe add a few more, you know, and just be content being that fifth best conference.
Zach Miller joins us. Of course, you can go to his two Twitter sites, main Twitter sites, by Zach Miller, Z-A-C-H Miller, by Zach Miller, and then also Run It Back with Zach, Z-A-C-H, not Z-A-K or Z-A-C-K. Or, you got it spelled right, Zach. It's all good stuff. But, hey, I got another text here on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. What are the odds that the SEC or the Pac-12 take all eight remaining members of the Big 12?
I don't think that's likely at all. I definitely don't think, from what everything I read, it doesn't seem like the SEC is looking to do that. I think if the SEC is going to add any more schools, it'll come, you know, 10, 15 years from now when the ACC grant of rights is going to end and they can go after a school like Clemson, Florida State, somebody like that. As far as the Pac-12, I think the news that has come out about the alliance with the Big Ten and the ACC kind of makes it clear that they would rather align themselves that way rather than trying to add a whole bunch of teams from the Big 12. I think, you know, that conference has a pretty clear identity about the types of schools that are in it. And, you know, I don't think they're looking to add a whole bunch of schools and take away from that identity. And the identity has generally been pretty similar to the Big Ten. They've often been aligned on a lot of things. So I think it makes sense, you know, that they're looking to do something with the Big Ten. And they're both conferences' TV deals expire at the same time in 2024. So there's also opportunities between those conferences to and be able to potentially add some value to their packages through some kind of deal like that.
The SEC doesn't like the word poached. I doubt any commissioner does, but it just seems like maybe they're in position to go get a Clemson, a Florida State, possibly even a Miami, somebody like that, and then go get a couple teams out of the Big 12 and come up to 20 plus or more. And right now it's kind of, we always talk about arms race in facilities, but it's kind of an arms race in numbers right now to who has the power.
Yeah, I think if I had to guess right now what's going to happen, you know, I think the SEC will stay on the pad at 16. I think the Big Ten and ACC will stay where they are. I think the Pac-12 maybe adds two schools or maybe just stays the same. And then in, I guess it's like almost 15 years, 10, 15 years, when that grant of rights agreement is going to be up in the ACC, that's when I think really everything's going to get blown up.
Yeah, that's different. Their grant of rights goes, you know, gosh, another 14 years. Whereas, so I assume it's incredibly expensive to buy your way out. So I don't think it'll happen this round with anybody in the ACC. Do you?
I don't. The only way I could see it happening is if it was a whole bunch of ACC schools to the point where, you know, there were so many of them that they could kind of band together and you know, kind of negotiate or fight a way out of it. But I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I think. You know, the Big Ten and ACC are kind of content where they are. It seems like the Pac-12, you know, is maybe considering adding a couple teams. But I think they generally want to just kind of stand pat. And that's why they're forming this alliance, you know, and whatever that's going to look like is just a way to kind of keep that power and stand up to the SEC without having to, you know, raid each other or do something crazy.
This one from the Houston area, wanting to know what you think. I don't know why Houston, Purdue. I guess he's a Purdue grad. Wanting to know if Purdue will stay in the Big Ten, and will the Big Ten add anybody?
Oh, yeah. I don't think any conference is going to be kicking anybody out. I haven't, you know, read anything like that.
Is that a possibility for the future, though? I mean, the SEC is wanting to add the best. Do they want to get rid of, you know, Vanderbilt or somebody like that?
Right. I think the only way – I don't think it would come to a conference, you know, kicking somebody out, but I could see maybe, you know, a decade or two from now, if the top teams in the SEC and the top teams in the Big Ten said, hey, why don't we go make our own conference, you know, and then kind of leave everybody else behind. I think that would be the way that to get away from those kind of lesser schools in those conferences. I really don't think, you know, like Vanderbilt or Maryland or anybody or Purdue is just going to get booted. As far as the Big Ten expanding, the only way I think that the Big Ten expands at this point is if USC wants out of the Pac-12 and, you know, the Big Ten wants to make some kind of move to the West Coast. Other than that, though, I don't think it's going to happen.
Is the market? I mean, Kansas is really trying to sell that they're in the Kansas City market, and yet their numbers are so low. Is that? Oh, maybe one of the most overblown things when trying to sell yourself is, you know, we're in the Dallas market and we're SMU or we're Kansas, so we're the Kansas City market, when in fact there's other teams in that market that blow them away.
I think it's overrated because people aren't understanding the difference between what happened 10 years ago in conference realignment and what's happening now. What happened 10 years ago was all about conferences expanding their footprint so that they could get, you know, their network and their games on more, you know, on more TVs, basically. Like the Big Ten expanded into Maryland and New Jersey because tons of people live in Maryland and New Jersey. And that's a way to get the Big Ten network on all those channels, on all those homes. But that, you know, I think if we were going through this round of conference realignment today, I don't think the Big Ten would be adding Maryland and Rutgers because now people are cutting the cord. You know, you can watch from anywhere with streaming. And so conferences and TV networks are looking for schools just with big brands and followings that are really large, no matter where people live. You know, Notre Dame's always been able to do their own thing with their huge brand, but I think, you know, like Texas and Oklahoma both have brands that are pretty national. That's why they're super attractive to the SEC. The SEC didn't add them just to get to 16. The SEC added them because they're huge brands.
And this directed
so Kansas.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, in Kansas, you know, they have the Kansas City market, sure, you know, but there's other teams that have a foothold in that market. And, I think that's just not going to matter anywhere close to as much. And it's continued to become less important, the market that you play in, because now people can watch these games from anywhere, and they're only going to subscribe if they want it. You know, with the whole realignment 10 years ago, the Big Ten Network is going to end up on your cable package if you live in New Jersey or Maryland, whether you like it or not. If you have cable, you're paying for it. Nowadays, people are only paying for the types of streaming services that they want, and they're not going to buy a service unless they're really loyal and interested.
You know, you keep hearing from some people, and I agree with some of it, that the Pac-12 definitely needs a central time zone so they can run all day, so they can have inventory for their Pac-12 network. Where on earth do you even get the Pac-12 network? I've never seen it, and Bill gets it apparently, but I had Direct for years, never saw it. I think it was on Dish, and now I've got Hulu and don't get it. I would assume they need some inventory, particularly in the Midwest. And is that make them a little bit hungrier?
That is a good point, because I'm somebody who cut the cord a while ago. I have YouTube TV, and I get SEC Network, and I get ACC Network, and I get Big Ten Network, you know, all here in New Jersey. I don't get Pac-12 Network, and I don't think that's because of where I live. I think that's just, no matter where you live, that's what YouTube TV is like. So I honestly, I'm also not entirely sure, the Pac-12 Network. I don't know if it's something you can get on cable, maybe just in certain parts of the country. Otherwise, I think it's a subscription service, but I'm not even 100% sure on that. But I think there's something to that, though, about wanting to, expand the footprint and have some teams, in a different time zone. The time zone thing's interesting. I also just think in general, having a presence in the state of Texas might be valuable. I think that's definitely a selling point for like Texas Tech, which is the lone public school of that group. The Pac-12, they have a couple private schools, but they've generally seemed not interested in adding religiously affiliated private schools. So, for Texas Tech, the selling point is just being in the state of Texas. I think that's something that could help Oklahoma State potentially too. If the package deal would be Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, that's a potential grab for the Pac-12. I really think if the Pac-12 is going to expand, I think it's going to be one of two things. I think it's going to be Oklahoma State and Texas Tech to get that foothold, in the Texas-Oklahoma area, or I think it might be Kansas and Iowa State if they're really just intent on only adding teams that are AAU members.
Well, that'd make Vegas more fun during the conference basketball championship, but that they have in Vegas. That's the only, to me, that's the biggest plus of this whole thing. If my alma mater, Oklahoma State, went in the Pac-12, I get to go to Vegas every March. That's a plus.
Well, there you go.
And this is something you wrote, and I really like this. It says, if you're an Oklahoma State or TCU fan holding out hope for a Pac-12 invite, those ratings are something to point to. The Cowboys and Horned Frogs outranked every Pac-12 team except USC. Same for West Virginia fans hoping for an ACC invite. The Mountaineers outranked every ACC team but Clemson, Florida State, and Miami. And, West Virginia is not a real heavy populous state. Obviously, they're kind of on an island by themselves in the Big 12, and we just kind of assume they would go to the ACC. So do you see that happening?
I don't. The ACC is in a weird spot where they're stuck in this long TV deal that's not going to end until 2036. The only way to renegotiate it probably would be to add another team or two. But if you do that, now you're probably killing your grant of rights agreement, which is the same thing keeping everybody together in the first place. So it's really kind of like a pick your poison situation. Would you rather go for stability or go for money?
Good.
Because you could make that money. You could make that money grab, like, okay, we're going to add West Virginia, we're going to renegotiate. But now if Clemson uses that as an opportunity to leave, now you're in trouble.
Well, this is going to be going on probably for a while. It'll be interesting to see if Pac-12 pulls the trigger, like their commissioner talked about in the next week or two, that they're going to look at expanding. I don't know how much because just the week before they were talking about, some kind of alliance with the Big Ten and the ACC. So certainly going to be interesting. I know, Zach, a lot of people will be reading your stuff. I know I'll try to be the first one every day to read it and comment on it. But appreciate having you on and look forward to more of your writing.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me on. I always love talking about this stuff.
All right, Zach Miller. By Zach Miller is where you need to follow him at. And, of course, Good stuff. I know most of you have already read his stuff and look forward to read more. Hopefully we can talk a little bit more about basketball because he writes some of that too. We'll take a final break, come back and wrap it up after this.
COVID-19 vaccines are available and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Cowboy football season tickets are on sale now, and season tickets are the best way to get the most value. You can spend over $250 for Bedlam alone on the secondary market, or get all 7 home games, including the historic 100th edition of America's Greatest Homecoming, for as low as $275. Call 877-ALL-4-OSU or visit okstate.com/tickets to jump into the Sea of Orange today. Wear orange and go Pokes.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
And that's going to do it. Want to thank Zach Miller. And, of course, we'll get the good folks off for Sports Thread next time. But Bill Van Ness, producer-engineer. You can listen to Bill on the game tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11 on 780. And what's the FM? 94.3. Still learning all these. But, and by the way, it reminds me, when we do the pregame show, that'll be on 105.5, not here on 93.7. That'll be the real pregame show with the Cowboy Network. But anyway, looking forward to all that. And thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week, folks.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands.